Reporters yesterday were summoned to the fifth floor of City Hall for what looked like a routine announcement about the mayor's cabinet. There was nothing routine, though, about the sight that awaited them.
With me this afternoon was, of course, my wife Maggie, my daughter Nora.
With his family all around him, Chicago's longest-serving mayor delivered a prepared message.
The truth is that I've been thinking about this for the last several months. In the last several weeks, I've been increasingly comfortable with my decision. It just feels right.
Daley gave no specific reason for his retirement other than to say it was a personal decision. This past year, the health of Chicago's First Lady, Maggie Daley, has led to some tearful public moments for the mayor. Mrs. Daley is fighting metastatic breast cancer, but yesterday stood smiling beside her husband.
For the next 7 months, I assure you that I will work as hard as I had for the past 21 years for all the people of Chicago. Thank you very much.
The mayor then left the podium without taking questions, and the shocking news worked its way down, three floors down, in City Hall.
Many of us were in the Finance Committee hearing discussing a potential bond deal for O'Hare expansion.
Alderman Brendan Riley.
When Chairman Burke interrupted the meeting to announce the mayor's announcement, and there was an audible gasp in the council chambers when he made that announcement. And I think that's because many of us expected the mayor was going to run again.
Riley notes that no viable challenger to Mayor Daley had stepped up.
So obviously this announcement changes everything. I think you're going to see everyone and their brother taking a hard look at running for that office.
And that includes Riley himself, one of the newest faces in the city council, and Ed Burke, its longest-serving member. Burke told reporters to stay tuned regarding his election plans, but added a clarification of sorts.
It would be one of the farthest things from my mind.
Would you close the door on it?
In Chicago politics, people never close the door.
Daley is leaving at a time when his approval rating in a Tribune poll stands at 37%. This after a failed Olympic bid, controversial privatization schemes, a violent summer, and a large city budget deficit. But Burke offered nothing but kind words for his longtime ally yesterday, saying Daley could have won re-election by a significant margin if he was on the ballot, and calling him
the most successful big city mayor in America, who took on significant challenges.
Chief among them, Burke says, is Daley's effort to reform the city's schools, though that remains a subject of debate in Chicago. While some candidates for mayor may vow to continue Daley's legacy in that and other areas, housing, economic development, downtown beautification, the arts, other campaigns will no doubt urge a dramatic shift. Delmarie Cobb, a Democratic operative, may end up writing some of those campaign talking points.
This mayor has often said how much he loves Chicago, and I think the best way he could show the city of Chicago that he truly loves it was by stepping down.
Among Cobb's pointed criticisms of the mayor, his push to transform Chicago Housing Authority developments.
When you tear down public housing and you put the people in public housing in stabilized communities and you destabilize those communities, what were you thinking?
So expect a fiery election season about Daley and how he's governed, but also about Chicago and where it's going. Some possible candidates say they'll make their decisions known in a few days. They have until the third week of November to turn in signatures from thousands upon thousands of registered voters. The election will be held on February 22nd, followed by a runoff if no candidate receives at least 50% of the vote. And a runoff is more than likely, given the number of candidates expected. Aldermen, of course, but also Cook County officials, congressmen, even White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is interested. And then, come May 16th, 2011, for the first time in 22 years, Chicago will have a new mayor. I'm Sam Hudzik.